Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Wilkinson and Rob Deering.
Morning running commentary.
Do you know what?
What?
I think this is the 201st episode.
Really? I was thinking. Someone asked me the other day how many we'd done.
It's funny because...
We're doing all right.
Yeah, I mean, we made quite a big deal of the 100th episode. We had a cake.
Yeah.
But
200
didn't
just
notice 200. A couple people got in touch and said, guys, 200 episodes.
We've found our groove, haven't we?
Yeah, that's right.
Definitely, I kind of think we should be rewarded with our consistency.
Yeah, absolutely.
So every week, so one a week without fail.
And it's a gorgeous, it's a crispy autumn day.
Yes.
In September. There was a beautiful day on Sunday, although I'm not sure you were much out of the bathroom on Sunday.
No, I was a bit of a mess on Sunday. I don't really know why. I don't know whether it was... It was one of those where I felt gradually more tired on Saturday and a bit run down.
Yep.
But I had to do loads of driving. I ended up doing about 14 hours driving at the weekend. And then I had this...
Oh, not good.
I had this weird... I don't know whether to pinpoint it, but I'd hardly eaten all day Saturday. And then I had this... Sorry.
I mean, simultaneously... Not just the podcast, but those two ladies are really worried about where you're going with this. Let's cross at the crossing.
And then...
Into Newington Green. And then I tried to distract you with the road, but no, we're going to hit this. It's really happened on Saturday. Go on, go to
and
it.
And then I had a... Felt like a bit of a dodgy tuna sandwich from a petrol station.
Oh, that is worrying.
But normally I think I'd have been fine, but it was just because my system was a bit weak anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You were vulnerable to it.
I was compromised.
Let's say, if you see those houses there?
Yeah.
Have I ever told you, those are the oldest terraced houses anywhere.
Really? What, in London's kind of thing?
Yeah, anywhere in the world.
You joke.
Apparently.
You're joking, mate.
Joking.
You're having a laugh, mate.
That's incredible. It's like being back in Liverpool.
No way, mate.
That's amazing.
Or not. I really need to Google that now.
Bit of
anyway, you're into green there.
Yeah, and then that was just a mess on
14 hours tuna sandwich, yikes.
Yeah, it was just a mess on Sunday. I just couldn't really get out of bed or do anything. And then felt pretty weak ever since. But I'm coming back to life.
Well, you still went for a run yesterday.
I went for a little run yesterday to see whether I'd be able to go for a run today.
Yeah.
And I was fine. I was okay.
I see. I also went for a run.
But you've been doing lots, as seems to be the pattern at the moment. You've been doing loads of miles.
Yeah.
And training really hard.
Well, yeah, because there was a good week last week because I did long runs at the beginning of the end.
Yeah.
Within a 7-day window.
Nice.
Within a 7-day window, Paul.
So you got two long runs within a 7-day.
Yeah, the first was the Great North Run was last Sunday.
Yeah.
And then I did lots of lovely running in between. And then this Saturday, as planned,
yeah.
I was working in Liverpool.
Right.
Didn't drink.
Yes.
And I got up early on Saturday morning and I did. I remember last time I was there, Thank you. It was Chris Murphy who suggested running sort of from the waterfront, from like Albert Dock in Liverpool.
Yeah.
Picking up the road that goes past all the docks and all the industry related to the docks up to Crosby and doing the park run there.
Yeah.
as and we you know, did it. And I missed it, and I did it. I did that run. I mean, yeah. It is a really interesting run, but it's a different experience.
I can imagine. Yeah,
and it's all on a really big scale as well.
Yeah,
yeah, you get on that road with all these giant concrete buildings as big as ships and lorries thundering past, like the ones at the end of, in China, at the end of Mission Impossible 3.
Yeah.
And you get on that road and it's like 3 miles.
Right.
And then you pop out and you get on the main road out to Crosby and that's like another 3. You know, and it's not like this where we go around the corner and along a bit and right, but you know, things changing. It's
quite exposed.
Slightly more getting your head down. And,
yeah.
Which is great marathon training, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
Anyway, so I did it. And
and you did the pat run when you got
there. I'm going to make it. I'm in good time. I felt achy from all the running, but fit too, you know?
Yeah.
And
nice combo.
And then I thought, oh, I'm going to make it to this park run with loads of time. And then I saw one pretty early, saw one runner coming along the street. It was the aforementioned Chris Murphy.
All right.
Bumped into him.
Oh, that's all
nice. Right, mate. It was auspicious, wasn't it?
That's nice, yeah,
he
really.
He was off trying to do a fast 24.
Wow.
Ahead of, I think, trying to go sub-3 at the Chester Marathon.
A fast 24. That's an unusual training aim.
Well, I think that it was inspired by you, so...
Right.
There you
good
go.
Luck to him. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
So that was really nice to bump into him. And then the blooming Crosby Park run, if there's ever... We'll have to go back and do it.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, you get to see Anthony Gormley's Another Place.
Right.
Which is the guy staring out to sea.
Yeah.
On a nice day, like Saturday, you know, they're looking out to past the hazy Victoriana of Birkenhead.
Right.
To you know, misty, cloud-wreathed mountains of North Wales. It's incredible, but incredible piece.
Yeah.
And as I said before, you really got, it's on such a big scale, it's really hard to get a picture of it. You know, you have to, it's an experience.
Yeah.
And the last, and the park run actually loops round. You sort of, you run past 4 of the guys and you turn back at Bing. They call this guy Bing.
Right.
It wasn't until later I got it.
Yeah.
Because I feel like
come
an idiot.
Come on, mate.
Come on, mate. Where have you gone?
Join the dots,
You've
mate.
You've gone the wrong way.
All right, mate. Sorry, mate. Oops. Whee.
Here he is. So... We haven't been through this way in a while.
So that was a sort of that was a solid effort at the.
Yeah. At so the park run. I mean, it's a. Oh, I have to go. It's really good. It's there's no repetition in the park run.
Right.
You start on the beach.
Yeah.
And you run along the beach for a bit.
Yeah.
And it's quite hard sand.
Right.
But every now and again it's soft.
Right.
You know, so it's not completely reliable. And it's a bit of a tough surface.
Yeah.
You turn back around one of the statues. Then you run back up the beach and you get onto the promenade. And you keep running, you know, like the beachside walk, tarmac.
Yeah.
Though it's occasionally got wet sand across it. It's all sort of open to the elements. And you run away. The main middle body of the thing is that, because you're, you know, it's like a what? It's like an N or a Z. So right. You go out a bit, turn back, go past yourself, then turn back and come back. So that's the long bit. You know, past where you start and go further, go down to the Coast Guard station, turn back. And when you come back, you've now, so you go beach, promenade, dunes. So you're behind the dunes on the grass. And it's great, really nice running, but slightly treacherous. So there's lots of, they put cones in all the potholes. So it's lots to, it's just a little bit trail, you know?
Yes, yeah.
There's lots to think about underfoot. And also, you know, you see, the other day you were talking about the attritional quality of a park run. It's got that, you know, it's basically quite a difficult run.
Yes.
So, you know, it is, we joke about it, but we know that a park run is not technically a race.
Well, there's always that thing of, like, just after halfway of a park run, where it's like, if I'm going to maintain pace here to any degree, I'm going to have to really work hard.
Yeah, exactly.
It's quite, because you can't help but sort of quite jauntily, because you're feeling okay anyway.
And everyone else is.
It's all quite exciting. See, the first mile passes.
Yeah.
And you might go, maybe a little more faster than you anticipated.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then you hit like a mile and a half and it's getting a bit tetchy.
Yeah, I remember when I had that in Glasgow and my headphones weren't working.
Right.
And I hit exactly that point, same point, like you say, you get it in any park run. my headphones weren't working. I thought, I think I'll go home.
Right.
Yeah. I didn't, to my credit. So, your choice. Should we go right or straight on?
Can we go straight on?
Straight through. Just coming across Highbury Field, which is still green trees. It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm going to get a picture of that. Good choice to go through there. Wow. So, yeah, and I think that's exacerbated in Crosby because it's hard. You know, you've got the wind, the sand.
Yeah.
Though apparently you can drive there. You don't have to run the best part of 7 miles to get to the start line.
Solid run.
Lorries and I don't know, industry that I just didn't understand.
Yeah.
Solid run. And so, what was your time? How did you
I think just to, before I reveal that exciting result, it's that sense of the other people.
Yeah.
When it's difficult like that, it kind of contextualises it, so you're kind of with them, you're kind of using them. And I just felt myself, I don't know, this is really hard to describe. I felt that thing you said, I got like halfway in and thought, I'm going to have to hold this.
Yeah.
And someone really steady came past me really slowly.
Right.
And there was nothing I could do. You know, it's like, this guy's got great pace.
Yeah.
It was like, he was wearing his I've done 100 park runs
right
t-shirt. Yeah. He was older
than
me.
He knew the course.
He knew exactly what to do. Yeah. And the key thing was, really painful for me, that he overtook me so slowly. But that was just because his pacing was great.
Right.
He wasn't overtaking me at all.
Yeah.
He was coming past me.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Having said that, my relationship with that, I was thinking all this then. I was thinking, fair enough. I can hold this. I can't keep up with him. But I feel good. And then when we got onto the tough surface of the grassy bit, there's people. I started overtaking a few people.
Nice.
Because they were fading. And I felt strong.
Always a good feeling.
Yeah, yeah.
That's where your mileage kicks in. That's where the strength you've got
just
naturally kicks in.
Exactly. It's that training strength
where
you feel, to put it crassly, you feel weak and strong at the same time.
But also you don't know you're building it up and then you feel it at moments like that. You've earned that.
Exactly.
That's great.
So, yeah, so it was my time was 22:38.
Right.
But that's after...
That's in the middle of a really long run on
pretty fast,
obviously
anyway.
A tough course.
It's basically a tough course in the middle of a half marathon run. So
yeah.
I was very pleased
that's
with that.
Really
it made
solid,
me want to get on a flat course I know
and, have without,
and,
it,
and yeah. see what I can do then.
Where are you this weekend?
Well, I'm kind of around. I was going to ask you this, actually. I'm doing this long run on Sunday. Maybe we'll be able to do a long running together.
Yeah.
I want to do 20 plus.
Yeah, I'll be able to stay with you for about between 12 and 15 of that.
Great, let's do that.
How I'm feeling.
What do you think? Do you think I will squander that? Or what do people in general think? Generally, if you're going for a long run, people say, like, who was it? It was Kev. Said to me, Great North Run. Are you doing the park run the day before? And my thought was, no. Of course not. Like, park run the day before a marathon, you know. But I was actually after Crosby, I was thinking of maybe going to the park run on Saturday morning.
Well, I was just saying, why don't we make it a double date? I could do Hackney Park run.
But
and it'd be perfect training for you. While you're getting ready for a marathon.
So you don't think that the one because I'm yeah because
the one won't count out the other because it's so short.
That's right.
Don't run there and run back.
I think of it as a warm up for the long run.
It's a totally different thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You're training for tempo during your park run, and then your long run will set off slowly, and we'll just and that's
you're
going to
stay over on the night in between.
What
Let's get a picture of us happy together outside our home. This is the beginning of a, you know, we've done 200 episodes together.
Yeah, we're going to hire the cottage.
This is going to have to be, we'll stay in this cottage and we'll do the runs.
Dear wife,
sorry,
I've left you and the kids. It's a park run, long run weekend. I know I live in London, but I've decided to live with Rob.
We thought the poor thing was ticking over, but it suddenly changed up a notch in Highbury that morning.
Yeah, can you imagine running commentary just goes way off the deep end? Have you heard they've moved in? They're doing a daily podcast.
It's not running anymore, guys. Today we're painting. So good. Well, that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
I'm going into Hackney Marshes.
That'll be great. So go
and just disappoint myself.
Well, no, just warm up and don't worry about it and have a good run and then just do 3-4 miles that day and then do a long one. So how many miles did you do last week?
Just under 45, 44.
That's great.
I think.
really nice solid week.
Yeah, and I just said and that park run, it really, I knew that as well, do you know what I mean? I knew that I wasn't going to get my park run PB, and that it had just been a really nice
but
run
it's also
to do.
You've got the
felt, I just finished strong, that's the key thing.
Yeah.
And
yeah, that's really good for me.
It's so good though.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, there's no, you really have to find some reason to be in Crosby.
Yeah.
Because it's an awkward place to get to, you know.
Yeah,
it's
really
nice to be in. Even from Liverpool, it only really works because I want to do it in the middle of a long run.
Yeah.
But if you find an excuse, it's brilliant. And it was also, you know, talking about seeing the art, you know, it's a bit of a pilgrimage.
Yes.
But I was thinking, yeah, it wasn't very spiritual, though. You're kind of busy running. But that's how spiritual things go sometimes.
Yes, yeah,
you kind of sneak up on them. You know? So, just brilliant. And the other thing is, talking of Chris Murphy again, do you remember when I missed it before?
Yes, I do.
He came in, his family were waiting on the finish line. I think he won.
Right.
And he won it with like sort of 18 minutes.
Right, nice.
And now having done that park run, in fact, that was what started the conversation. We could go and win a park run.
Yeah.
You know, because I was, my 22:38 was, I think I was in the, I think it was about 15th, 16th.
Oh, right.
In quite a big field.
Yeah. This makes me want to do it even more.
But you're not going to win it.
I'm not going to win it. No.
Because it all balances out.
Yeah.
But it's hard, you know.
Yes, yeah. Get out there. I might sneak around the top seven or something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Tomkinson could go top 10 in Crosby. Could happen.
Running commentary headline.
And then back to the cottage.
Yeah. That's it for tea and toast.
How did it go today,
Paul? Who got top 10 in Crosby? It's worth the overnight stay.
I think we should have Alan Bennett come and live with us as well.
breakfasted on almond croissant at a deserted cafe on Crosby Pier. Paul was doing the 5K.
I tell you, that Anthony Gormley,
yeah.
I do prefer him to that other artist, Anthony Gormless.
I had a tea with two sugars whilst watching Paul's lovely white legs pirouette.
Oh. I, of course, had my 5K midweek comeback.
Oh, your race. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, the...
Never mind my park run.
The Highgate.
Let's talk.
The Highgate Open. Can I avoid being last in the slowest heat of the night? And it was...
I really have to talk on behalf of all the runners of the world who are like, because it's such high-level running.
Yeah, sort of. I mean, it's club stuff. I'm at the back end of it. I used to be at the sort of middle of the back end of it, but now I'm definitely at the back end of it.
Although I would say maybe at the moment rather than now.
Yes.
Because you can call that back.
Yeah.
Should you
I say? Hope so. No, I want to.
Yeah.
But I did the race. I turned up. I must say I love a midweek 5K under the floodlights on the track. There's a romance about it. There's something that really warms my heart. And
well, it's interesting comparing it with the parkrun because, in one way you're doing exactly the same thing. It's run 5K as fast as you can.
Yeah.
And in another way, it's completely different, isn't it?
Yeah. It's kind of, you can always see everyone. They can see you. It's very public. You know, it's exactly 5K.
Yep.
It's as fast and flat as it can get.
How many laps of the track is 5?
12 and a half. So, I got there and several people who I'd hoped would be running at about my pace had pulled out, so that immediately left me feeling a little bit exposed. I thought, I'm definitely last. But I wasn't last. I set off too fast. I did the first mile in about 6:05.
Right.
She's way too fast.
Yeah, my kind of half marathon
style. Yeah, it's your kind of, it's how you start your normal marathon. But I felt fine. It's downhill a bit, and I felt fine. And I
only had a couple of broken toes. Whee!
Yeah. And it was a gradual fade from there. I ended up sprinting with still a lap to go in order to avoid being lapped by a clubmate.
Yes.
Which was a kind of line I'd drawn in the sand. It's like, I'm prepared to be almost last. but I will not be lapped by you, sir.
I was going to say, did you finish strong? I know you're fading, but did that help you finish?
Not particularly. I mean, I was that rather pathetic individual who sprints to avoid being lapped and then almost collapses but still has a lap to go. I was that guy.
You did your finish a bit early.
Yeah, I heard people going, come on, Jim. And Jim's this guy who I love, but... Yeah. I can't be lapped by Jim.
Come on,
Jim.
Not by you, sir.
I just legged
not
it.
Jim.
I absolutely legged it. And then once I realised he wasn't going to lap me, I had to slow down and then gather myself. I did 20 minutes and 7 seconds.
Oh, that's fast.
I wanted to go faster, but I haven't done any fast running. So that's off no fast running. But it was hard. My legs ached for a couple of days. That might be part of the reason why I got
ill. I'm sure it's connected. You burnt your body on that.
It's weird. I really pushed myself beyond what I should have been doing, but I really enjoyed it.
And also the travel will really exacerbate the running. As comedians, we talk about all the time we've got, but it really does it. That's when injuries get... There's always a... Keen-eared listeners will notice that there's always a journey... That ties in, you know, like when you're putting a bag up on the thing.
Yes,
The driving takes it up your legs.
Well, especially on that midweek track, because I've got to get all the way to Highgate from Crouch End.
Yeah.
It's massive.
It's the travel.
It's 12 minutes.
If anything, you slightly misunderstood me.
But no, you're right. I mean, all the driving and stuff, but it made me want to get fitter and faster.
And did you, be honest, did the fact that it was just a few seconds over 20 bother you, or are you cool about that?
I was cool about that because it's that honesty, isn't it?
Yeah.
You can't fool running.
No.
I didn't deserve to run under 20.
No, right.
And so I didn't. It was like, you can't get away with it, you know.
In the same way that you found something because of Jim.
Yeah.
Shameful that you said
it. Yes. That meant more to me than beating 20. It was... That's the great thing about it, isn't it? It always tells you where you are.
Yeah, it's so
you
funny
get what you deserve.
It's like the 140 pace at the Great North Run. Those, it's when you run along thinking, "I'm giving all I've got. If I had more, I'd give it. Just hold this. Yeah. Carry on." And then someone appears on your shoulder, and you're like, "I'm not having that."
No, you're right. You're right. It did find me, but it fired me. I could have probably run a bit faster. If I hadn't sprinted then.
Yeah.
Because I sprinted early to avoid it.
You kind of had to spend it at the
And then I really slowed for the first half of the last lap. It was really quite... It was quite embarrassing, I'd imagine, to witness, you know.
I don't think so.
You're
quite a hard taskmaster on yourself.
Yeah, but I wasn't last, so that was good.
Jim was last, I know.
Jim got a PB.
All right, Jim!
He's one of 1831 at the age of 48. He's one of those guys getting faster as he gets older.
Well, that's a
big shout to Jim.
Good to have him in the show, Jim.
But he was also espousing the Nike Vaporflies. Have you heard of these trends?
Yeah, they're cheaty shoes, aren't they? Cheat shoes?
Well, they're proving very popular on the Heathside forums, you know. Yeah. A snip at 200 quid.
Right.
If anyone's worn them, please give us a... We're open for reviews. I've heard nothing but good things about it.
What if the Nike company would want to send us some pairs to review ourselves?
That'd be great, yeah.
I'm a size 10.
That'd be great. I mean, we'll see how Brexit goes, whether they decide whether I've got the money to invest in a pair. I mean, 200 quid for a pair of trainers, I'm sorry, I do recoil at that.
Yeah.
But a lot of people are doing them, and they're saying that they're just helping them run faster.
Maybe
that's it, you just run faster.
Maybe for a couple of years you just have one sugar.
Yes.
Then you can afford them after that.
Yeah.
They're later to one side.
I haven't told you about another reason why my stomach might have been a bit dodgy.
Ooh.
At the weekend.
Here we go. More partying?
Was the meal with old McIntyre.
That was the day after. God, you had a week last week.
That was a high life experience. Just a little nugget of what it's like for the...
Taste of the top end.
For the mega rich, yes. Yeah. Taste for the top end.
Look at these Virginia creepers. Sorry, taste of the top end.
Nice.
Very nice.
No, we went to... he took us out to Scott's restaurant in Mayfair.
Yep.
Mayfair's pretty flash, isn't it?
There's some money there.
Yeah, there's loads of money in Mayfair. Not my money, but the people have money.
Yeah, people in Mayfair have got, they've got a couple of quid.
Yeah, they've got a bit. They're zipping around on their Vaporflies quite happily. Nearly lapping me midweek track events.
Apparently, a very good chairness, but £200. We ventured out to Mayfair for an evening at the behest of stand-up comedian Michael McIntyre.
It's a bit like, this is the absolute quintessence of Tonks isn't the kind of living the high life, but taking your Scarborough into it with you. It's like when you're in New York. I mean, that's a lot of money for a crab feast in New York.
But he was so sweet, actually.
Oh, quick, he's just finishing
greenman. Yeah, let's do it. Woo!
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact. You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
He was just really sweet. He obviously wanted to just give me a good time. He wanted me to really enjoy it. He was really kind. And it was...
Was it a birthday thing?
It was a late birthday gift, yeah. So it was everything you'd expect.
So he gave you a cake made out of gold.
It was Krug champagne, or Krug, I don't know how you pronounce it, but I know how to drink it.
Krug.
It was Krug. I'll have a bit of Krug, mate.
Just a pound of Krug.
I'll have half a Krug. And it was oysters. It was hilarious, because he asked Ra whether she liked caviar. I said, Ra doesn't have caviar. He said, what are you on about? I said, I only ever have it when I'm with you. There's no way. We're not caviar people.
Did she let you have that?
She had caviar. And she actually enjoyed it.
As you'd expect. Try the row.
And then we had... And then we just had really nice food and ridiculously expensive red wine.
People who were... feeling sympathetic to you for the trouble that tuna sandwich gave, and now seeing the whole picture, and
I wonder whether
a little bit more equivocal about.
I wonder in retrospect whether it might have been the oysters at Scott's.
They can't have been because they were top end.
But
cleanest oysters that have ever been taken off the riverbed.
It is like being in a movie for a night. Of and course, he's there all the time, you know.
Because that is
he's
the
got
life,
a table there.
And you do things like that because you work with him. And then you do also have tuna sandwiches and stuff.
Have really dodgy tuna sandwiches. So that was just a good old-fashioned laugh, you know. That was really
still, when you had that tuna sandwich, you still had a nice crock, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, I washed it down.
Took some crock.
I keep me crug in car now.
In a thermos.
Got my little crug holder in car.
Thermos of crug.
Sipping it. So that was
good. That's really nice, though.
Yeah, it was really nice.
It's good to do things like that every now and again.
Yeah, it's lucky.
You know,
it's
money,
very, very
money
lucky.
Aside, it is... Just, it's doing the high life right, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes this stuff can feel like a bit of an industry. You see people going off on absolute bank-breaking holidays.
Yes.
Kind of making memories. And it feels like a production line. But if once in and every now and again...
Yeah.
You get to go to...
Yeah,
somewhere like you see it for all the wonder that it is.
Yeah, it's just a bit. It's just a nice. It's like an evening at the theatre,
particularly at someone else's place.
Yeah, it's the high life on someone else's dollar is just.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah.
So sorry I couldn't make it.
Real shame. Real shame.
Yeah, I can tell you're upset.
Yeah. But no, it was a. Well, no, it's funny because obviously Michael's got a driver. And then we say goodbye at the end, and that's
I think he's got a whole set of golf clubs.
Yeah. And that's where it ends, me and Rab back on the tube, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fizzing with crug. Reeking of oysters.
You can't really tell.
On the way back to Finsbury
that's
Park.
That's right. The other people on the tube looking at you with resentment. Yeah. It's cut across the grass.
Yeah.
Cut through the silver birches.
Wonderful.
We're in Finsbury Park now.
Really nice. And you were in Liverpool for the weekend, you were gigging.
Yeah, yeah. Doing the hot water comedy clubs.
Right.
Very nice. Great gigs. And I came back, I did the whole, I planked 4 minutes a day for 5 days straight.
Right, you did your 5 times 4.
And then going back to that feeling, that strength, I really had it, you know. After I did that long run, I did all my exercises and stretches. I was tired and everything.
Yeah.
But I could feel that I felt better, not worse, you know? It was like I'd been for physio or a massage.
Yeah.
I felt loosened up and stronger, despite my tiredness. I felt that my body was less.
And also you've been...
painful.
Not drinking so much? What's been happening there? Or have you? Tell me.
I didn't drink when I was in Liverpool.
Right, okay.
Came home and made up for it.
Right, okay.
And then that was Sunday off, like no exercises at all.
Right.
It's funny to think what an incredible day off that felt like.
Yeah.
When it was just a day. And then I thought I'd go for runs like you yesterday. It's a bit dog
running. So did you have a run on Sunday?
No run on Sunday.
Right. I tell you what, when you're training hard, you really feel... You sort of feel two things on your rest days. You feel recovery coming in, but you feel the strength building up as well, don't you?
Yeah,
you really value your rest days.
Yeah, that's right.
The harder you're training.
That's right.
Something about it.
When you do lots of miles, basically your body is... you get to the point where your body is expecting to run.
Yes.
And when it doesn't, it kind of goes... It
kind of thanks you.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
I'm freshening up now.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's great. I really got the thanks yesterday, because like you, it's funny, because, you know, we were going to run yesterday, we're running today. But I went out. I was a bit low in the morning. I was feeling a bit, you know, a bit hungover.
Yeah.
And just generally, like, ooh. And I went out for a run, and I thought, I won't go too far, because I did a lot of miles on Saturday. And as soon as I started running, I thought, oh, I don't feel tired. I feel strong.
Oh, that's great.
You know, I just really, like, that's like, oh, yeah. Felt like I was so glad that gratitude Jesus said.
Yeah.
I totally did have it on Sunday.
Right.
And then when I hit the road yesterday, but it was good. We're back doing this. This is what we do, you know?
Yeah.
And I just thought it was a bit of a dog run, really, because I hadn't planned to go.
Right.
I wasn't really in the schedule. Anyway, I was going quite fast.
Yeah.
I said, oh, okay, well, I'll stay with that.
Nice. Yeah, yeah.
And that was excellent.
Daring tempo dog run.
That's right.
Ad hoc.
And I kept saying, oh, I could turn back or I could not loop this park, and just saying yes to everything.
Right.
And I'm running nearly 8 miles when I was going to do about 5, you know.
Right.
And
sign.
Even the irritating fact that my headphones ran out 2 songs in was, it wasn't ideal for me.
Right.
But it was still nice to be sort of, to feel strong and carry on.
Sounds perfect.
Although for about half an hour, I had maybe 8 bars of wraparound and piano concerto number 2. Just going round and round in my head. 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 But anyway.
It sounds like you're in a really good phase.
Yeah, I don't want to overdo
it. You don't want to overdo it. You don't want to...
Yeah, I mean, I have had... I do conclude from this year that I'd rather have a fair amount of days off and do longer runs than try and make my miles running every day.
I think so. I think that's better as you get a bit... Then you get the recovery, and the long runs are so crucial.
Yeah. And starting and stopping, it's like doing the comedy. It's easier to get on stage once and do 3 quarters an hour than it is to compare and come on off the stage.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I found that if I was running 12 miles or run 6 miles twice, Oh, the 12 miles is easier because you're out, you warm up, you go along, you come home.
Whereas and also
a couple of times this year, I've run 5-6 miles every day for 5 days.
Yeah.
And by the end of the week, I just feel terrible. I don't feel fit anymore. Right. Yeah, I feel rough and hurty and... You know,
I mean, you can, there's not that much training effect for you running 5-6 miles easy, is it?
No.
You can do it. And also, you get that lovely period when you've been running for an hour and you feel like you could run forever and you just keeping running in that period, aren't you?
Yeah.
It feels really mentally, it's just a bit more enjoyable.
So, yeah, well, that was how I felt. I just really enjoyed the run. Felt good when I came back. Felt fit and strong. Faded.
Yeah.
Felt miserable.
Right.
And then I felt scared because last night I hosted a quiz.
Oh, yeah.
I was so nervous about it.
Oh, yeah.
It was crazy because you know me.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I suppose the reason I was nervous is because I wanted it to be proper.
Right.
You know, this quiz, it's a proper quiz that quizzers go to.
Right.
But equally, they have kind
Where was it? What was it?
It was at the Civil Service Club.
Oh, right. Okay.
And they've had some kind of quasi-celebrity guest hosts.
Yes, yeah.
And so it's a bit like when I do it.
It's quite, I would put it in the stratum of quite fancy places, the Civil Service Club as well.
Yeah, it is a bit fancy. I hadn't thought of that, but you're absolutely right. And still, you can talk.
Yeah. No, but in terms
we were just drinking lager and eating chicken goujons.
In terms of for a gig, you know, it's sort of for an experience,
But I also think that I've got this, I've got a lot to prove. I've got this kind of imposter syndrome because I am a quizzer by nature.
Yeah.
And to some extent experience.
Yes.
But I'm not known for it. It's not my CV.
Yes.
And whenever I do these things, it's generally because I'm a comedian.
Right.
So they're kind of expecting this idiot.
Yes.
When I'm coming in saying, no, actually, I'm part of this, honest.
You've got an ace. You've got something under your sleeve, haven't you?
Yeah, I suppose so.
I'm also a quizzer.
So, and also the other thing, when you set a quiz, you don't have to know the answers because you've made them up.
Right.
But anyway, it was a big deal for me, and it was really good. Had a great time.
Well, that's great.
It's a really diverse, it's a very sort of young, old audience, so no one in the middle.
Right.
But all up for a proper quiz, and they had a really good time. And so did I. So that was a win. The whole thing was really positive.
Does that mean that you, pardon my ignorance, does that mean you set the quiz?
Yeah, I devised and delivered the quiz.
Right.
And
There's quite a bit of pressure on that, isn't it?
Yeah.
And they want a good quiz, but they don't want it to be impossible sort of thing. Getting the balance right.
Exactly.
Well, you tell me what it's...
I think when you're writing quiz questions, what was quite nice is they said, don't worry about making it too hard.
Right.
Because I think it's easier... In terms of the mistakes you can make, I think it's easier to make a quiz too hard than too easy.
Right.
Because you know what you know, right? So any question I make up, I'm like, well, we all know the answer to that.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, that's because you made it up.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and I think it was quite a difficult quiz, but only in as much as like they wanted it to be.
Right.
You know, so the winners, there were 60 points available and all the top teams were coming in around 40-something.
Right.
You know, so 75% was an A grade.
So that's quite
in my quiz.
Quite a tricky one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But equally, it was quite diverse, so that was balancing out the performance of the teams.
Right.
See how much I was thinking about this
team.
And a really interesting day. Here's the roller coaster, right? Because, as I say, I felt hungover and miserable. Went for a really amazing surprise run.
Which helps.
Felt good about that.
Yeah.
Faded.
Yeah.
Got really worried about the quiz. Went to the quiz. Realised it was working and everyone was having a good time. Really enjoyed myself.
Yeah.
And just at the end of the day, the really nice guy at the place who'd been looking after it and keeping the scores and everything, he said, and give a big thank you for running the quiz tonight, Rob Beckett. Damn it! Damn you!
The irony. The rich irony of life.
To be fair to that guy, he was so gutted to point it out. No, I really embarrassed myself. And he, you know, he's a very efficient, very supportive host. So I feel bad for even pointing it out, but it was such a such a rug pull.
That's like
exactly
on a cosmic
Beckett
cosmic level.
Deering! My name is Rob Deering, and I am a quizzer! I will carry my guitar back to
the
bus.
Question number 44. Who's hosting this fucking thing?
Is it A?
Is it
Rob
A?
Deering!
Yeah. Are we entertained?
Are you not entertained?
It was a lot like that. Husband to a wife who won't eat caviar. Yeah. Children gone back to university.
Fellow podcaster to a crook-supping northerner.
Thank you.
This is beautiful, isn't it?
Paul Chowdhury.
This is... Well, people often thought I was a guy from Ballykiss Angel. Paul, whatever his name is. Stephen Tomkinson. Yeah.
Thank you, Stephen.
Look at this platoon of swans.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Nice.
Impressive.
Off to see the Queen.
It's about time those four juveniles went off to university.
Yeah. Off to see the royal family of a morning. Thank you.
I'm going to see the Queen.
Are you?
Well, not exactly. I'm going to Buckingham Palace for...
Are you really?
...a reception to do with Parkinson's UK.
Do you know what? I'm really quite jealous of that. I'd love to go.
You could go as me.
No. He's Rob Beckett. I'd love to go to Buckingham Palace. That's gonna be fun.
Yeah.
When's that happening?
Oh, next month soon.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Nice. That'd be really cool.
It'll be something, won't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I felt more equivocal about it, really, but when someone gives you an opportunity like that, you've just got to do it. It could
absolutely
hoover
yeah.
up the life experiences.
I totally agree. Yeah.
And I don't think the Queen will be there.
No, but you'd have some royal, like, pop their head around.
There'll be a royal.
Yeah.
It's the Duchess of Swindon, I think. It's
yes, right. Right, yeah. Me and Ra had a breakthrough.
No caviar.
No, we had a breakthrough with the booze last night. Because with me being a little bit ill, I haven't drank for a few days.
Yeah.
I resisted the Sunday evening drink because I was barely able to lift my head.
Yeah.
Although that had an air of sacrifice about it. And Monday night came. And we played out a classic scenario.
Yeah.
That results in us drinking. We got to about 9 p.m.
Oh, sorry.
So we passed the initial sort of 7:30 urge to booze. The kind of sort of slightly shaky, we should be boozing by now. We've gone beyond that.
The yard arm.
Yeah.
You eschewed the yard arm.
Yeah. Not that this is a problem.
No.
For us, yeah. And then we'd eaten without drinking. And then we were settling down to a bit of telly.
Yeah.
And I said, I was putting on the kettle. I said, do you fancy maybe... Even when I say that, just those three words, she knows what's coming next. Do you fancy maybe...
Going out back to town getting some oysters.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe a bottle of wine. And she said, no, I'm all right with a cup of tea.
Yeah.
Unless you want a glass.
Oh!
So that's how...
Touché!
So that's how it's played out. Hundreds of times.
Yeah, yeah.
At which point I say,
yes.
Oh, might as well have a glass. And then she has a glass before you know we've had two bottles on the
Tuesday.
You're at
the casino, yeah.
So, and I said, no, it's okay. Let's just have some booze. Let's just have some tea. And it was, and we just got through it. But I'm telling you, I know that sounds pathetic.
No, it's huge.
That's quite big.
Yeah, yeah.
We play that out constantly, that little game of, I'm fine, unless you want to.
You've shown yourself that there is at least potentially another way.
Yes. And
no, I think that's strong. You pass the test. You will
and obviously
remain Galadriel and diminish and go into the West.
And obviously we felt better this morning and we slept better and, you know, all that stuff.
All those positives, yeah, I know them.
And it's just like...
Let's go.
I've got loads of stuff that needs doing, loads of work to do.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be better doing it, but listen... One day at a time. We opened ourselves up to a different tactic.
How are you doing?
Four days without booze.
You're recognising...
Two and a half of those, I've been really, really sick.
Yeah, yeah. And that choice. You're just recognising that choice is a choice.
Yeah, and we've also reached a new and profound level of maturity. Because there's booze...
This seems unlikely, whatever the end of this story is.
Because there's booze on the premises.
Right.
I've still got some booze lapping over from my birthday.
Did you have one biscuit and put the biscuit packet back in the tin?
No. I did go on to have... 4 fruit flapjacks. So it's not all good.
No.
It's
methadone.
It's not all good news. But, you know, progress. Progress of sorts.
Well, I didn't drink when I was in Liverpool because I was working.
Yeah.
And I was getting up early to run on Saturday.
Which is great.
And to come home on Sunday.
Yeah.
But then I kind of celebrated 36 hours of not drinking by drinking. And then I had
a drink while I was hosting this quiz. And yesterday was a funny one because we were going to have an early tea because the whole family were going off to see, apart from me, went to see Stephen Fry yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Doing his mythos at the Palladium.
Wow.
Which is nice.
Cool. Yeah.
And so we were all going out about sort of 5:30 for me for the quiz and then for that.
Yeah.
So we were all going to have an early dinner.
Right.
But me and Julia had lunch, a nice lunch. We just weren't hungry at all.
See old Stephen Fry.
Yeah, so I cooked dinner for them and not for us.
Right.
Because we just had lunch.
Yeah.
And then everyone went out and did what they were doing. I went out and hosted this quiz, drank a couple of pints of lager, and I got home. And we're now in fasting zone, right? So I couldn't come home and have supper.
Right.
Because I'm supposed to be...
You're doing your 18 hours.
16 hours till
today.
Yeah,
right, okay, yeah.
And I came in... Mixed myself a martini.
Yeah.
Put the leftover vegan and gluten-free pesto pasta the kids hadn't finished.
Right.
In a little Tupperware pot.
Good for you.
In the fridge.
Amazing restraint.
Walked over to the in front of the TV. There's no one in as well. I've been through the house because they're still out without partying with Stephen Fry.
Yeah.
And I went and sat down with this cocktail and I was like, this is ridiculous. Went to the fridge, got the Tupperware out.
There's no one even here.
I mean, I'm not really hungry.
What is sacrifice if there's no one to witness it?
Yeah. I was drinking. I'm about to drink more.
Yeah.
I mean, for goodness sake. So, we had to suspend fasting.
We rise, we fall. We ascend, we descend.
No, I'm pretty strict.
We resist, we...
I don't normally drop the ball in that way. There was context. Look at that. Sorry to stop, but look at that.
This is just one of those days where I'm really enjoying the run, despite the fact my stomach was really messed up earlier. I still feel pretty shaky.
Is it better now? Do you need to?
No. It feels a bit better now, but I just feel a bit shaky.
Yeah.
I feel like I shouldn't eat for a couple of days and just really detox my whole system, you know.
Yeah.
But at the same time, that makes you weak in itself.
Of course it does.
I don't know what to
do. But you can eat plain.
Yeah.
You know, keep it simple.
Yeah.
Just have some rice, you know. You get to cook yourself up some brown rice, splash a little bit of soy sauce on it so it tastes nice.
Yeah.
And that's it, you know, you've got, as long as you're not getting too much salt there.
The thing
that's
is,
something that's got quite a lot of, you know.
The thing is, I'm going for a soiree this evening with the Leonardo DiCaprio cheekies.
Oh, okay. Well, that
so that's going to be a bit of
do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I get in, I'm not going to eat anything. Except this pasta.
No, you're right. I'll keep it. Just keep it plain.
It's really weird. When I was in India and had bad food poisoning, the only thing I could have was... salty crisps and fizzy pop.
Right.
It seems so lame, but that's really what I needed. So I was losing all the... I need the salts, I need the sugar.
Well, flat Coke is meant to be the best thing, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
All the squaddies, when they're in that sort of bad situation with their stomach, they just all... They flatten out the Coke and just have that, because it gives you the sugar you need.
Yeah.
And we know Coke's really healthy for you anyway.
Yeah, exactly. So. It's basically a tonic.
Yeah. So we're just running around the
East Reservoir.
Yeah.
Very nice. And there's still not a cloud in the sky. It's a gorgeous day.
It's gorgeous, but just a hint of autumnal chill.
Yes.
Nibbling.
Tiny. It's crispiness at the edge. It's beginning.
It's long sleeves, isn't it? It's the first day of long sleeves. Last night when we were watching telly, we talked about putting the heating on.
What?
We didn't, though.
Yeah.
But we talked about it.
Yeah, yes.
Rara ended up wrapped in a dog blanket.
Yeah.
That happens a lot to me.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like one from the cupboard that sometimes used to be just taken from
from the dog.
Still with strong evidence of dog upon it.
Yeah.
I understand. So, yeah, this is nice. I've got a temptation to do miles math in my head. But a good thing is absolutely artificial of just drawing a line at Saturday night. So I did 17 on Saturday, but it doesn't count.
Yeah. What you're looking for, well, I mean, you'll get a... So you did Saturday, Sunday off, Monday 8, so that'll be 5.5. 5.5-ish. So you got your Wednesday midweek long. I don't know what you're going to do tomorrow.
I'll do something.
Yeah.
Probably 5.
Yeah.
Maybe 7.
Yeah.
I've got this park run now I'm going to do on Saturday.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it.
And then you've got your 20. I mean, even if you do nothing, if you don't run Thursday, Friday, you'll end up with nearly 40 miles. Because your long run just adds a massive chunk, doesn't it?
I think if... obviously, I'm cheating on exactly what I just said, but if I go Monday to Sunday for my 7 days, I'd like to be ticking off 50 this week.
Right.
But I also think that I'm going to... it's just going to come semi-naturally from this running we're doing. You
know? Yeah.
Got such a sharp pain in my foot just then.
Have you?
I think it was a little note from the committee.
Yeah.
Just my assistant going, Rob, spend some time, not running, thank you.
Vis-a-vis the projected 50-mile week. Just a note from health and safety. You might want to take care of the feet who will be transporting you for that distance. Thank
but
you
then
much.
I've got these new night trainers they sent me.
Oh, I get the vapor.
I don't know what they're called, but they are.
Look at that kid just having a kip on the ground.
He's lazy, isn't he? He's super lazy.
Oh, you can any lazy. Oh, kipping on the ground.
How have your kids found going back to school? Have they been okay?
Oh, well, yeah, I think so. It's quite full on.
Right.
And like I said, you know, didn't really get into it. I just felt it biting at the end of last week.
Right.
And it was funny because watching it with our kids and also watching the little kids go to the... Oh, look, people in yoga. There's more people like, they're lazy, aren't they?
Really lazy. Just crouching down.
Everyone's in there. I'd like to take a picture, but it would be a little bit... Because basically...
You'd end up on a register of some kind.
All going into downward dog.
We're observing downward dog from the rear.
Put it that way.
Yeah.
Good luck, everyone. So
they're back at school and it's a bit...
Yeah, and I just felt, and watching all the toddlers, you know, some of them going to school for the first time or doing New Year's for the first time.
Yeah.
And, oh, it's so great, it's so exciting. And then, you know, 4, 5, 6 days of school later going, so it's every day.
Yeah.
Whoa.
This happens all the time.
That's hard. Right, photo opportunity.
Photo
sorry.
Op.
Look at that.
Photo op.
I need a photo opportunity. I need a shot of redemption. I don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard.
Ooh.
That's incredibly gorgeous.
That is beautiful, isn't it? So we've run about... Let's have a look. I've got no idea. We've run for nearly over an hour, haven't we?
Yeah.
We've run slowly.
5 3/4 miles.
Okay. It's really nice.
Really good.
My legs feel fine. I just feel a bit shaky.
It's your guts,
physically, yeah. Just physically weak.
It's interesting.
But it's been a pleasure, though.
We joke about your... it's me and you coming in the sun. Oh, let's get wait to in the sun. There in the sun. Hey! You know, it's funny that you ran 5K on the track and then went out for oysters and then drove for 14 hours and then had a tuna sandwich and so on and so forth.
And then was sick.
But I think there's actually a comparison with that and my training and feeling strong. You know, ultimately, there's so much experience we put into our body. Sometimes it's hard to read what's going to hurt and what isn't.
Yes, yeah. And it is that getting older thing that's kind of...
What?
I know you're not.
No, I'm not.
But in the post-50 reality...
It's going to be hard for you.
Something's going to have to... You know, the no boozing thing, it's just going to make more sense, hopefully. Something's got to go, or else I go.
I don't think you should try and...
4 days in,
mate. Too much weight
4 days
on this
in.
Foundation.
Do you maybe want a glass of...
Oh, no, I'm all right. Unless you want...
All right, then.
Michael, let's go out again.
It
was hilarious, because he got to that stage where... He'd had a few drinks and he's like, let's go clubbing. It's like, we're not going to go clubbing. For a start, you don't really want to, but he hits a half-hour window where he thinks he wants to go clubbing.
Yeah. Well, we all do.
Yeah. Totally. And the trick is, as you get older, to resist that.
To not go.
Because exactly. Then you're just the idiot in the corner of the club.
Well,
listen.
The incredible wisdom of the David Morse line in The Long Kiss Goodnight, when he says, let's not.
Yeah.
And say we did.
Listen, I want to give a quick shout to Helen Iveson, who came to the gig on Saturday at Pool Lighthouse. She was lovely. She's a big fan of the show. She reached out. We had a little chat afterwards, her and her partner. Just really nice to chat to her about her running. And she's all on a PB extravaganza at the moment with part runs and stuff, getting ever fitter.
Bosh.
So it's just really nice. It's always nice when you meet... People are like the like the show, isn't it?
Yeah, just like a wonderful little connection, like me seeing it? Chris on Saturday. Here's to him and anyone, you know. And also, we talk about PBs and stuff you're training for and stuff. But as you know, it's just a way to talk about everything, really.
Yeah, so of course, nice of course it is. And it's hey, find a penny, pick it up. Thank you very much. I'll take that.
Trouble is, I'd already found it and left it on the fence here. That's one of mine.
Is it really? I might put it there for another traveller.
Well, put it there and then you'll knock it off and you can find it another day.
It's always, and we were saying just before we set off, that it's always when people come and see you from running commentary that sometimes you think, oh, they're coming into quite a sort of rough atmosphere. Do you know what I mean? Because, because what we do when we go for a run isn't, is it?
No,
do you know
it, what I mean? Makes you realise what a lovely... So it's a safe space, Paul.
It's a safe space, but and it's an honest space, and you can be yourself, but it makes me look at my act and be less rude, actually, when there's someone from running commentary there. It's like having your mum in or something. Do you know what I mean? Sort of, there is a bit of that. It's like...
Did you actually? You didn't actually change it, though.
I did change it a bit, yeah. I did change it. I kind of cleaned it up a bit.
That's
I
really
want,
good.
I didn't want to bring a...
That's what I should have done. There we are.
So, hello, Helen, and thanks for coming along.
Yeah, and hello, everyone, and happy 200.
Hello.
With Paul Tomkinson and Rob Deering.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.